latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
Music cruises are big business in Australia. The floating music festivals take jazz, pop, rock, classical, and country music enthusiasts to exotic locations throughout the Pacific for some amazing concerts with major acts. Sadly, one genre missing from Australian cruises is Christian music, but in the States, things are very different. Earlier this month, 4,000 people, including several from Australia, cruised the Caribbean and the Bahamas on the Jesus Freak Cruise with Toby Mac, the Newsboys, Capital Kings, Holland, Ryan Stevenson, and a special reunion event from one of the legends of the 90s. Aaron Brown from Reamer FM Newcastle says the event was amazing.
Cruising around with Christian artists on board is absolutely amazing. It's such an amazing vibe, being able to spend that much time with a bunch of people that you know are all there for the same reason. And it's not the partying on deck. It's not the going to the Caribbean. It's the fact that we all love Christian music. And for this cruise in particular, that we were all mad DC Talk fans.
Aaron says the DC Talk has been one of the most influential and groundbreaking acts in Christian music, and this cruise was the first time the trio had performed together since the early noughties.
It's like there was no time had passed for them. They were gelling so well on stage, and one of the best parts of their concerts were the fact that it looked like they were having fun doing some of their classic songs, even if occasionally they forgot some of the words. For the most part, it was like they were just jumping straight back on the horse.
Aaron says these days, DC Talk is better known by the careers of its individual members.
The most notable one being Toby Mac, who's had a stellar solo career, and he had an incredible performance with his group Diverse City on the cruise as well. It's also Michael Tate, who more recently has become the lead singer of the Newsboys, and he, with the Newsboys, also performed another great show as well. And the third member is Kevin Max, who maybe not as many have heard of, but he is an incredible voice as well, and it was a lot of fun having him on board, particularly the karaoke night on the last night where people actually had the opportunity to get up and sing karaoke songs with him, which was an absolute blast as well.
So was there any hint that the boys from DC Talk could get back together for more than a one-off tour?
There is a possibility that they may do another cruise. There was also talk that this was kind of them dipping their toe back in the water. So look, maybe for a couple of major concerts here and there or some special appearances, but it's safe to say for DC Talk fans, you know, it's not all over for them, which is exciting.
I'm Cam with our special guest reporter, Aaron Brown, on the TCM Update.